If you have your Bible in Romans chapter number 8 this evening, Romans chapter number 8, verse number 18, the Bible says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and trembleth in travail together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if I can, on that thought, the glorious liberty. The glorious liberty. Now the Bible tells us here that he said, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to glory. It shall be revealed in us." So we have, praise God, a time of suffering. And we all go through things. We all go through suffering. We all go through hardships. He said, and we have them in this present world. We have them right now. That's what we're going through now. That's the kind of situations that we're facing now. The sufferings of this present world. The hardships that we face. Amen? I'm glad we got somebody to go through that with us, ain't you? I'm glad that we're never alone. I'm glad He don't leave us alone. I'm glad He's there to help us, praise God, even through these hard times. But He says that these hard times, He said they're not equal, praise God, to the coming glory that we'll behold. The suffering of this present age, the hardship of this present age, even so intense, sometimes they seem so much adversity and so much hardship and so much tragedy that we face, but it will not compare to the glory that we'll behold one day. That'll be, praise God, revealed in me and you. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Praise God, the glory that which shall be revealed in us. Amen. I like that end, don't you? I'm glad there's something down inside us, praise God. It's going to take care of all that suffering and pain and torment that we're facing in the world that we live. And it's everywhere. It's common to man. It's not something that you're going through and I'm going through. It's something that we're all going through. It's something that we all have to face. It's something that we all have to live with, amen, if you will. But glory be to God. I'm glad that precious glory is not, that suffering ain't even compared to the glory that'll be revealed in me and you. Amen. One of these days in the world, you realize people's are watching us when you go through this adversity to see how you handle it. Amen. See how you act while you're there. Amen. How you act when you come out. Praise God. Or whether you stop, take time to give God praise and honor and give Him glory. Whether you take time, praise God, just to magnify Him and lift Him up and thank Him for being a great big and a good God, for being your God, for being there for you, for touching in your situation. What a God we serve. That's the glorious liberty that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Now that word "in" that I told you before, it's a primary preposition. It's not talking about when we go out of here in the rapture. Amen. We know that we behold the glory of God when we get there. But He's talking about a time and a place, praise God. He's talking about a point reached in our lives. And what Paul's telling them here, he says, praise God, he said, hey, the things that you're going through, the things that you're facing here, he said, it won't even compare, praise God, to the glory that'll be revealed in us. He said, ain't going to be a revealing day, praise God, when people's going to look around and they're going to see you and they're going to see your life. But bigger than that, they're going to see the God in you are going to realize that there's something, praise God, that was a whole lot bigger than you that brought you through. Amen. Amen. Something a whole lot bigger than you that brought you through. Man, you get depressed and dissuaded pretty easy. Amen? But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise the Lord, knows exactly who we are, where we are. Knows the frame, our frame, praise God, inside and out. And has promised to be there with us to help us through. Praise God. He'll show Himself in us. He's talking about a revealing. He said, with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. Glory revealed. Have you ever thought of got your life as glory revealed? Amen. Praise God. We don't hold it back. We ought to just give God the glory and praise that He deserves. Praise God. When they look at us, they ought to see us, but they ought to see Jesus. They ought to see somebody. Praise God is trying to tell them about a loving Savior, a one who came and died for their sins according to the Scriptures. How He died, He was buried. Praise God, because God said so. And on that third and appointed day, He got victorious over death in the grave because God said so. Praise God. And because God said so, it happened. Amen. Praise God. When it happened to me and you. Praise God. He got up. Praise the Lord. He got up for me. And He got up for you. Ain't that a wonderful thing? That He might be revealed in us. Praise God. That glory of God be revealed in us. He said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. I read this morning. And I kind of pondered on it a little bit. So I was piddling around there and I got to think about it and I went back and read it again. I said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. But the more I got thinking about it, I'm talking about glory revealed to the believers. Praise God. And the believers revealed to the creation. Did you ever think about creation that's looking down at creation? Is looking at your life and my life at the creation of God Almighty. Sees us as we are and wonders what we're going to do with what we have in Him. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. That's an earnest expectation of the creature. He said it's an earnest expectation. Not just an expectation, but it's a real expectation that the creation has. And the creation, they're waiting, praise God, for the manifestations of the Son of God. The sons of God. That's me and you. They're looking, praise God. They're looking at us. They're expecting something from us. They see God. They know that we love God. They know that we've got a profession. They know that we've got a testimony. And are looking, praise God, to see what we've got. The earnest expectation. They're expecting something bigger, praise God, what this world has. Come on. Amen. I said they're expecting something bigger than what the world has. And they're expecting that out of you. Even creation itself. Manifestation of the sons of God. Jude verse 14 said that they were that the saints are talking, speaking about the saints of God. He said He's coming one day with His with 10,000s of His saints. Amen. That word thousands is plural. In other words, there's going to be 10,000, thousands, thousands times of saints. Praise God, and they're coming with Him one day. And praise the Lord, what a sight that's going to be. Amen. Praise the Lord, He's got to be a starting point. The earnest expectation of those of creation is looking, they're expecting, praise God, to see a manifestation of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Those are those of us that believe on Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are the sons of God. Amen? And they're looking for us. They're expecting something from us. But listen to what he says in verse 20. He said, for the creature was made subject unto vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. He's talking that the creature was subject to vanity. He's talking about the fall when man fell. Amen. When sinfulness was coming to the world. And he said, not willing. He said, because of the curse. That curse that's upon the world. Hey, one day that curse is going to be lifted. One day that curse is going to be gone. Glory, hallelujah. Won't that be something? Praise God. When there's no more curse on this old world that we live. Can you just imagine Brother Jeff going out there and planting your corn in the garden and not have to worry about the weeds growing faster than the corn? It's always amazed me. I plant that corn and fertilize it, plow it and hoe it, And the weeds in the center grow faster than the corn. Amen. Don't have to nourish them. Don't have to feed them. Don't have to take care of them. But praise God, because of the curse that's on this world, they grow faster. Amen. Amen. What the Bible's telling us here is that the creation is out of whack. Amen. It's messed up because of sin. We have tornadoes and we have earthquakes. We have hurricanes and we have droughts. And we have floods and flooding all over the place. These are a few evidences, praise God, of the imbalance, praise God, of nature. Nature's out of balance. It's messed up. Amen? It's messed up because of sin. It's subject to the fall, subject to the curse. And it waxes worse. The Bible says it just waxes worse and worse. It don't get no better. Somebody tried to tell me today, said, well, preacher, the Bible says that, you know, we're evolving. We're just going to get better and better. I have to ask myself, when's that going to start? Because I don't know about them. I'm 61 years old, praise God. This old flesh ain't getting no better. Amen. This old flesh, it ain't a bit easier to deal with today than it was 25, 30 years ago. This old flesh is still the flesh. It's still going to wax worse and worse because creation is messed up. But Paul says here, praise God, he said with hope, praise God, that some future day, amen, the fall and the curse, praise God, it'll be removed. It'll be taken out of the way. Won't that be something? Amen. Praise God. He said, vanity not willing, but by reason of him who had subjected the same as hope. In hope, praise God. He said, one day, praise God, that God Almighty, God, hey, God does this. God allows this stuff to happen. Amen. You know what? If God didn't put all these circumstances in front of me and you, if we could just accept Jesus and everything went hunky dory, everything was perfect from that second on, we had never served God. Most of us never look up, most of us never pray, and you definitely never read your Bible. What makes us call on God? What makes us read our Bible? What makes us look up, praise God, is because the adversity in our life. He said, these things come upon us. And because these things come upon us, praise God, we have hope and that some future day that the fall and the curse will be behind us. We'll be able to just rejoice in the Lord. Amen. One of these days, all this will pass. Praise God. Amen. But he said unto them, verse 21, that the whole creation is enslaved. That's the condition we're in. Amen? He said, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. He said, now we're at the whole creation, everything in creation, is in bondage because of sin and the curse. Amen? Because of the fall and the curse, we are in bondage. We're enslaved to this old world we live in. Amen. We're caught up in the deterioration and the corruption. Hey, that's why we'll never get better and better. Amen. We don't evolve. You know, anybody that believes in evolution, you're crippled too high for crutches anyway.
Amen.
Amen. You are. You cannot believe in evolution. If you did, hey, if we evolved from that little old amoeba that was floating around in the ocean, and we evolved and we got a tail and we swam and then we eased up on and we began to crawl on the ground and then we got legs and then we lost our tail and then all that stuff. If we evolved, then why did we quit evolving? Amen? According to science and the Word of God, that your DNA, it's in you, is your DNA forever. The only way, Brother Bill, me and you can evolve is if our DNA changes. And our DNA does not change.
Amen.
Your DNA that you have in your body, praise God, is the same when you're born, is the same when you die.
Amen.
Amen. It makes you who you are and you don't change. You are a creature created by God. Amen. Took you out of the dust of the ground. Praise God, created you in the likeness and the image of Himself. Breathed in your life and your lungs the breath of life, and you became a living soul.
Amen.
Amen. I don't find that hard to believe. Do you?
No.
You find that hard to believe? Praise God. But he said, we're caught up in deterioration. We're caught up in corruption. But he said, we need to be set free from that bondage. And in other words, we come under a new, he said, here we come under a new condition in glorious liberty, that we have a freedom that we've never had before because of this glorious liberty that he gives us in verse 21. He said that the creature itself shall be delivered from bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty. Watch this. Of the children of God. And, amen. Praise God. What he does through salvation, God delivers us, praise God, from the fall and from the curse. God delivers us out of that and unto himself. Amen. Let me stop there and let that sink in just a little bit. Sink in just a minute. He'll make the devil mad. He don't like it. Praise God. When he says, when you're saved, when you're born again, praise God, you're delivered out of that bondage of sin and put into the hands and the righteousness of a holy God. If you've truly been born again, praise God, you're not saved by your own righteousness. It's not a righteousness that you've done, but it's the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ whereby you are saved.
Amen.
Amen. It's because he's perfect and you're not. He had to be that perfect lamb without spot or blemish that could pay the price for you and for me. So he could set us and give us that glorious liberty as the children of God, delivered from the curse. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise God. These are simple verses, but they're so accurate, so needful today. Amen. Or to rehearse them at least once a month. Just to realize where God brought us from, where he's taken us to, and the glorious liberty that we can profess and proclaim today. I feel sorry for Christians today that's going to rejoice and see the glorious liberty one day when they die. Amen. Hey, I want it today. Amen. I don't want to wait till I'm gone. Amen. Till this old body's laid down. Hey, listen, I'm never going to die. That's a lie of the devil. He likes us to think that you're going to die. You're not going to die. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, you're going to live for eternity, praise God, in heaven. You're going to live eternity with the Lord. You're going to be with him where he is. Because that's what he prayed for. That's what his desire was. That's what he died for.
Amen.
So that we could see the manifestation of his glory. Amen. So we can be glory, that so glory can be revealed in us, me and you. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. So we see that in verse 22. He said, For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. He said that. So we know there's a universal suffering. Everything's suffering. Even creation. The trees are suffering. I got trees on my farm. The mighty hemlocks. Amen. And they're trying to die. They got a little old bitty parasite. It's just a small, you just barely can see it, but they get all over it and they kill it. So you gotta go and you gotta grub around it, the radius of the tree. And you take the diameter tree and you go out that far away from it and you got a chemical, you pour into the ground and it absorbs it up and it kills those little bugs that's in that, them hemlocks. Keeps them from dying. Because there's a universal suffering. Everything's crying out. If you could listen, if you could hear, those poor hemlocks screaming for help. Amen. You look around there and you think you're the only ones going through hard things. Amen. God says that creation, whole creation, groaning, travailing, in pain together unto now. That universe suffering, it's everywhere. But God be the glory. Amen. He said, but not only they, but ourselves also. Amen. Now what's this? But ourselves also. Which have the first fruits of the Spirit. So he said, those that are saved, those are led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That are led by that lives inside us. Amen. How many saved today? Amen. How many of them got the Holy Ghost in you? Amen. Praise God. If you're saved, then you better have. If you ain't got the Holy Spirit living in your heart, you ain't saved. Amen. I'm just saying. You need to know that. You say, Pastor, how do I know that? Because you can't do what you used to do. Amen. Come on. You can't do what you used to. Holy Ghost conviction will convict you. He throws up a stop sign and says, whoa, buddy. You can't go there. Amen. That's not proper. That's not appropriate. Amen. He said, Paul said, I can do all these things. But he said, praise God, but I'm not going to. Because there's a new man in me. There's an unction in there, praise God, that I didn't have before that I got now that points me, praise God, that takes me out of corruption and puts me in the immorality and takes the immorality out and makes me a moral person. Amen. I knew I'd get out. Praise God. Immorality, praise God. It's everywhere. It's prominent in the world. He said, but not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Those that's been born again, those that's saved by the marvelous grace of God, who's at led of the Spirit. But now watch, he said, he goes on and said, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. Now that groaning, it's not complaining. Amen. Complain. Hey, listen, you can complain all you want to. Complaining don't really make much difference. Most people just tune you out because they don't want to hear it. Amen. Most people don't want to hear you complain. Talked to a lady the other day, and she was talking about all her coworkers and how they wouldn't do this and they wouldn't do that, and couldn't get them to do this and couldn't get them to do the other thing. Didn't want to do. Down toward the end of it, and she said all they want to do is complain. Amen. And she's the boss lady. And I'm like, wonder where they get that from. Amen. Wonder where they get that from. But said they all groan together. They're not complaining, but they're sighing, praise God, within themselves because of the sinfulness of the world that they're living in. Amen. Just a deep sigh, praise God, unto the Lord because of the anguish that's everywhere and the sinfulness that's all around us. And we groan within ourselves just like nature, just like creation. Amen. Wonder what's going to take place. Well, what's what he says? Because of the sinfulness. He said, but listen. But he said, but adoption and redemption of the body. He said, that's what's going to make the difference. He said, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. He said, praise God. He said, what we're doing, we're groaning because of sinfulness all around us, but we're waiting patiently, praise God, because we've got a higher expectation, an earnest expectation, an expectation way up here that one day, glory to God, that God is going to reveal His glory in us for the world to see. Amen. I think that ought to be today. Amen. I think we ought to just get to praising God and rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Praise God with every fiber in our being, just praising God. Thanking Him for all that He's doing. Praise God. Redemption of the body. Amen. Could you imagine if you were God and you looked down, you could see the anguish and in this mortal body that you live in. Newsflash, God can see that. He sees the anguish. He sees the pressure that's on us. He knows the pressure's on. Sometimes it's almost like being in a pressure cooker. That pressure starts building and building. Can I get a witness? Amen. It gets intense. Amen. My granny Massey used to have, somebody bought her a pressure cooker. And they didn't explain to her how to use that thing. They showed her how to put just a little water in and put her cans in there, not touch them together, and to put that lid on there, and that's about all they showed her. And you could go over while she's canning, she had to put those jars in, she'd put that lid on, she'd lock it, and she'd turn that thing up on high. And you could start hearing, in just a few minutes, you could hear them cans start to rattle. And then that little thing would pop up and she'd put that little lid on, that little jiggler on it. And that thing would sit there and it would just jiggle and jiggle and jiggle. And that thing would just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And she'd run that thing up there, all the way up there till it pegged out. And then she'd cut it off. Nobody told her to turn the heat down and control it as it went up. Sometimes I think that what the devil tries to do with us, this old flesh that we live in, praise God, it puts us in a pressure cooker and it turns it up on high, praise God. And we don't even have a jiggler to let off the steam. But God Almighty is there in the glorious liberty He gives us. It's revealed in Himself, waiting for the adoption, praise God, the redemption of the body. Amen. One of these days, the Bible says God's going to take us out of this old pressure cooker called life. Amen. He's going to take us out of that pressure cooker. Praise God. Saved unto hope. He tells us about verse 24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But he said we're saved unto hope. That hope, praise God, that makes a difference in our lives. That hope that gives us a higher expectation for living, a higher expectation for life, a higher expectation for a soon coming Savior, a higher expectation of a Redeemer that's alive, a Redeemer that's living, and a Redeemer that's coming one day in a little while to take me and you home. He's coming to get us, to take us out of this pressure cooker of life. Take us out of this mortal body, praise God, and give us that immortal, that or immortality that's going to last through eternity. Amen. Praise God. You don't even have to be Superman with a cape to be able to go from here to yonder. Amen. At the speed of thought. Glory to God. Can you imagine? If my Lord and Savior wants me over there, it's where I'll be. How did I know? Because I've got an example in the Word of God, Brother Bill. I remember old Philip, the evangelist. He was out there preaching. They said, hey, listen, said, you're in the middle of a Holy Ghost revival, Philip. He said, I want you to leave that and go down there. He's an Ethiopian and he's been up at bound. He's got a copy of Isaiah and said he's been a reading that, trying to figure it out, can't figure it out. He needs somebody to show him. He told old Philip, he said, I need you to go from there. I need you to go down there to catch that up at old Philip. And said, the Bible says, praise God, old Philip says, all right, Lord, if that's what you want me to do. He said, I'm having a good time in this revival meeting. Things is going pretty good, but glory to God, if you want me down there, next thing you know, Philip's down there waiting on the side of the road. Amen. That old Philip, Ethiopian, that old Ethiopian comes riding down through there. The money keeper of Candace had all kinds of wealth and prosperity. But praise God, old Philip was standing there. Old Ethiopian was reading. He said, understandeth what thou readest. He said, how can I except some man show me? So he bid him come. He jumped up in that chariot with that Ethiopian there driving down the road. And old Philip begins to elaborate on the things that God tells him who they're talking about. That man, praise God, that suffering soul was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He began to break to him the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. And that Ethiopian, praise God, received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He says, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And he pulled off side of the road. He said, if you believe with all your heart. Old Philip tested him. He didn't want to be like that old one up there up there that he had left behind in Samaria. Praise God that made a profession of faith but didn't have a possession. Praise God that old sorcerer. But he said, if you believe with all your heart. That old Ethiopian said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, old Philip took him down there in that water. He baptized him when he come out. I could just imagine that old Ethiopian's face. Philip brought him up out of the water. He looked at him, smiled real big. Philip was gone. Amen. Philip was gone. Next thing you hear, he's back over Caesarea by the sea, praise God, where his family lived. Amen. In a moment, in the speed of thought, praise God. And he was still alive in this world. Amen. Just imagine me and you, praise God. Hey, we're going to have immortal bodies. Bodies like unto the Lord's, praise God. We're waiting on that blessed hope. To deliver, praise God. That's hope that we have of a deliverer, praise God. Deliver for our bodies from this pressure cooker, from the pressure of sin in this world. Waiting for the day, the glorious day that we'll be clothed in immortality. Praise God. Amen. We'll be able to see the Lord face to face. Amen. Be able to see Him. We'll look upon Him. Praise God. He said, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Hope. That's real and distinct hope. Praise God. That's hope. It's not yet present. Hope. It's not been realized yet. But it's coming. Amen. It's right there. Just a few days from now. You know, life is short, but in the eyes of God, amen, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is just one day. Time has no essence with God. I know a day is a long time. 1,000 years is a long time for me and you, but it ain't for God. But He said, we'll patiently wait. We're patiently waiting. What are we waiting for? Amen. We're waiting, praise God, for that earnest expectation, for that revealing. Because of the glorious liberty that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. That God might present you and I to a lost and dying world. That through you and me, God can see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Amen. That there'll be a revealing. He said that, and He said, what we're doing is just patiently waiting. We're biding our time, but we're working for Him. We're lifting Him up and praising Him. Telling everybody. Brother Jeff, you need to get ready because Jesus is coming. Amen? I've been telling everybody. People's got all kind of questions about all this stuff that's going on. The earthquakes and the flooding and the hurricanes and the tornadoes and all the things that's happening all across the globe. And people's frantic and they're asking questions. What's going on? I said, don't you know? I said, no. What's going on? I said, Jesus is coming. Amen. Jesus is coming. We got to get ready. The Lord's revealing to us. He said, as you see these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. There's no redemption without a Redeemer. Amen. I'm glad I've got a Redeemer, don't you?
Amen.
Who's Jesus Christ the righteous. Praise God, in one day, because of my glorious liberty that I have in Christ Jesus, along with all of creation, one of these days we're going to be liberized. Liberated. Amen? Liberated, praise God, from this old flesh and from this old world that we live in, unto the glorious likeness of our Savior. Amen? Ready to live in glory land. Amen. With Him forever. Well, I tell you what, that's bigger than I am. But I'm expecting and I'm excited about it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, ain't you a little bit apprehensive about it? Yeah, I am. You're always apprehensive about that thing, Brother Bill, that you don't know 100% everything about. Amen. Hey, listen, that's a place that we've never been before. But we've got a blessed hope and a high expectation because Jesus Christ said that we're going to be with Him where He is. And if I'm going to be with Him, everything's going to be okay.
Amen.
Amen. You know how I know that? Because Jesus Christ was sent to this world to save old sinners like every one of us. To redeem us from our sin. To pay the price of sin. He did that on the cross of Calvary. And then He's gone to prepare a place for you and I so that we can be with Him where He is. Amen. Apprehensive? Yes. Don't know all about it? No. But praise God, I know it's going to be a glorious thing because of the glorious liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. Glorious liberty as the children of God. I'm one of His little old youngins. Amen. Hey, the world may not like me, the world may not like you, but God in salvation has called us one of His. You're a child of God. Amen.
Amen.
A child of God with an inheritance in the Lord. The Bible says we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. And says one day we're going to rule and reign with Him. Glory to God. I don't deserve none of that. But He's made us a promise. And He keeps His promises quite well. Praise God, because of that glorious liberty that we have. The whole world's going to be liberated one day. It's going to be set free. The curse is going to be removed. The fall is going to be put behind us. And we're going to be able to just rejoice in the Lord like we'd like to. Amen. All hindrances is gone. That means our old body won't be wore out and tired. Amen. Glory to God. We're just going to be able to shout her out as long as we want to. Amen. Praise God. Can you imagine? We'll do it. You will. Hey, you go. We go to a ball game. Now, you get them little old grand youngins. And you go to a ball game and you'll shout your lungs out for them little fellers. And they don't have a clue what they're doing. Amen. They're just out there doing... They're just trying to do what everybody else is doing. Everybody else doing it wrong. They're going to do it wrong too. But you go out there and you'll shout your heart out for them little old fellas. Amen. Because I believe one day we're going to get in heaven, praise God. We're going to be shouting our heads off for Jesus. Praising Him, giving Him glory for all that He's done. Amen. Pray. I believe we'll be able to remember all the goodness of God when we get the glory. All these things will be revealed. All these things will be made known. And we'll be that the glory will be revealed in us. Put on display. Amen. For the whole creation to see. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Suffering comes first. And then comes the glory. Amen.